Hello, world. This is the I'm Inevitable podcast. Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. This is a film and television podcast. We'll talk about our favorite film and television. My name is Caleb. Chase is not here today. This is a Challengers spoil review. I just got back from seeing it a couple hours ago. Chase hasn't seen it yet, so he's not on this podcast. Don't want to spoil the movie for him. But yeah, pretty much Challengers. It's a great movie. I gave it 4 out of 5 stars on Letterboxd. Zendaya. She's amazing. This is her first film where she's the star and where she's not playing a teenage girl. And I think she delivered. Like she cooked for over 2 hours. Honestly, if you were to ask, I would say she's the antagonist of the film. Like she's just a cold-blooded bitch, and I honestly didn't think she had that type of shit in her, but she didn't. She carried this movie. There wasn't as much sex as I thought there'd be. Not necessarily complaining, but I know there's a lot of talk about there being a lot of sex scenes when there wasn't that much. I do think she's gonna get some Oscar nominations for this movie, Best Actress. This movie might be in the Best Picture category, Best Director category, possibly. I don't know. Best Adapted Screenplay, maybe. But I think it's a really good movie. I'm not into tennis at all, but like the match scenes worked for me. I don't follow tennis, so I don't know if someone who's a tennis fan would agree or disagree, but it worked for me. I didn't have any issues with it. Mike Faist and Josh O'Connor, like the chemistry was just off the charts. All three of them actually, with Zendaya as well, like the chemistry was just amazing. There's a scene where all three of them are sitting on a bed and they end up kissing and Mike and Josh's characters actually end up making out, and like it's just a well-acted scene. It's actually my favorite scene in the movie because of like Zendaya. She just has the scary ass look on her face like the Joker. But yeah, all three of these actors had great chemistry, and to me that worked. Like Josh's character was more of the cocky, arrogant type, where Mike's character was a little bit more reserved and more unsure of himself. You can clearly tell he was the worst tennis player between the two. But yeah, I think they all killed it, to be honest with you. Like I'm not familiar with those two guys' work, but they killed it, honestly. Like if their chemistry wasn't on par, I don't think this movie would have been as good as it was. It really did work for me. Something else that worked for me is like there's a lot of like music in this movie. Like I'm not used to that with like 21st century movies. Like this kind of felt like an 80s movie with all the freaking background music. And the music sounded kind of 80s-ish. But I think that stuff worked during the tennis matches. I will say that my one flaw of the movie is that I don't think the background music works in like tense scenes. Like there's a particular scene where Zendaya and Josh's character are talking in a car and like the music's playing in the background music's playing, and it just doesn't work. Like it kind of ruins the scene for me, like it's not great. But other than that, like I think this is a pretty damn good movie. I want my fiance, she didn't enjoy it as much as I did. It is kind of a slow burn. But I was here for it. I was intrigued. I was excited, and I really do think Zendaya delivered. Her as a movie star. I don't really know how this movie's gonna do with the box office. I hope it does well. I don't know, probably not though. Also, because it's rated R, rated R movies, it's hard for those movies to do well at the box office, honestly. But yeah, just a good movie. Like Zendaya, Zendaya's just so fucking beautiful, and she just kills this role, honestly. Like she just kills this role as the main antagonist. She's just a hardcore, brutal bitch. She killed it. These guys killed it. Honestly, it was really just them three. Like no one else is really in the movie. Like it's one of those rare movies where like it's just three people. No one else is really involved at all, which is cool because you let your three stars cook, and they all cooked and they all delivered. But yeah, that's all I got for that. Review for Challengers. Have you seen Challengers? What do you think of Challengers? Let us know on social media. My name is Caleb. Go follow me on TikTok, Instagram, Letterboxd, Threads, Twitter, @Lipscomb Forever. Chase is on Twitter @ChaseGod. And I believe he's on Instagram and TikTok at AO Chaser. Follow us on there. This is the I'm Noah podcast. We'll be back. Actually, this episode's dropping tonight on Thursday. Another episode dropping tonight is X-Men 97 episode 7 review. And then Chase is also going to review Shogun. So, yeah, stay locked in with us. Let me know what you guys thought of challenges, and I'll see you guys later.